Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the air with Brother Yawanathan. This is the Warriors in Christ Blog Talk Radio test run number one. Right here, we bring full circle understanding to the Bible, giving people full circle understanding on the truth. Helping people to understand the scriptures and exalt the name of the Most High, Ahayah Bahashem Ishaya. Waiting on some callers. Showing up on that. All right. I'm going to read some scriptures on the revenge of Christ. Into Christ. We're going to get into that. First, we're going to go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Most High God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Next, we're going to go to Matthew, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 34. Make outbound calls. Call a guest. I'm just going through the steps. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Came not to send peace, but a sword. That's Isaiah speaking. The job that he must fulfill when he comes back. (909) 533-533-8402. I'm going to take that to Luke 12:49. one caller. I'll let you in or what? Nope. Okay. There you go. Gotcha. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up?
Okay, good. So if we need another person to figure out if it's how to do the mute and unmute thing, though. You on?
Oh, yeah.
So you queued in right now, right?
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm gonna pause it. I'm gonna see if that works. Yeah. You can hear anything now? You can hear me. Strange, because it's like I don't hear. Oh, you couldn't say nothing though. You was talking, but it wasn't going through.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
We can actually call from here too, press the phone on here. We make a call or catch and pull somebody in from here. Oh yeah, that's what I had typed up. That's how it's gonna look. Whatever you type up for that day, that's gonna be a description of the show for that day. Okay. Definitely need a picture though.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm on air, right?
Say it again. Okay, we went over Isaiah, Matthew, and that was it. We left off at Matthew 10,
verse 64.
Isaiah 61 was the first one.
This is this one, everybody. This.
I'm hitting.
What, you made that do that?
Yeah, it's the thing. Oh man, that's just on the computer. Okay. Ain't official, boy. You don't even need a phone though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think you need a phone. Yeah, you coming right to my earphone. You gotta be on the phone to hear me, or? Oh.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh. Hello? Okay, there we go. Alright, let's stop, man. Isaiah 61.
Well, I'm getting a little confused. You're gonna have to just run it because I don't see the thing with the volume.
Yeah.
because I'm getting the feedback on the thing. Because it's like an echo, like too loud maybe. Okay.
What does it sound like in nah?
Yeah, you do my earpiece sound good.
What does it sound like in nah? Yeah, you do my
earpiece. All right, man, let's get into it, man. I'm aware of that. Let it go right here.
Okay, we just gonna mess around a little bit.
I'm gonna call somebody first and get it.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Well, I can call her. Call her first. It's some more here that it was due for the phone. That's what I was trying to figure out, but I was due to the phone. If we... Yep. Everything cool? Same thing. Still there. I still hear the feedback, so it has to be the volume on here that must be set too high. I know it was, but since he had to go through the steps though, so once I went on and bumped out of there, I should have just. Yeah, what's that? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, long as you can hear me, that's true. Taking the air a little down, too, but you hear that? That's the page
hurt. Let's call in somebody. Let them know they're on the radio.
All right. Let me see. Let me try to call 9.
Hello.
Hey, Nyla. What's going on? This is
Who?
John.
What?
Hey,
look, it's time. Give a man
what?
This is John.
Okay. The one that
comes over, does the Bible study with you and the scripts and all of them.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me or what?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hold on, let me see if my volume's too low.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, this is creeping me out. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, hello?
I'm hanging up.
Hello?
Okay, this is creeping me out. I can't hear anything.
She hung up.
I
think it's because your computer is sitting
everything like echoing through your computer.
So maybe because it's too close. Yeah, you might just want to just mute the volume. Because you can hear me because I'm right next to you anyway. I think that's a big part of the echo, but I'm getting like feedback. Yeah, let me try to call somebody else. I'm trying to think of somebody who got a Bible open.
God, no, I heard them say the echo. They said the volume be too loud. So.
No, man, we got to figure that out. It's important.
Yeah,
it's going. If you're going to try to call somebody, just because I think the only way to bring them in, you have to call them from, either have them call guest, as a guest, or I have to call them from studio.
Call this new.
Yeah.
Not about four.
Go ahead. And the call was fair, not that. Yeah, I'm gonna try to call it Nyla again, man. Shit, it was creeping out, ain't it?
Shot this nigga right
now. What is it?
Shot.
Okay, 954.
381.
381, yeah.
681.
Hello?
Hey, Blog Talk Radio, you're on the line. You're on the line with Dwayne and
Hello?
Hello, can you hear?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? You're online today. Can you hear?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you're online with Jonathan and, you know, me, Dwayne. We doing a test round for the radio show. Just, you know.
Oh, okay. Huh?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I wanted to know what the feedback sound like on your end. Like, what does it sound like?
You right.
What sound like the what we on the phone now, like how it sound?
Yeah, on your end.
Like on my end, when every time I talk, I don't hear myself talk until like 5 seconds later. Then everything that I say, I hear back in my ear, but I already done said it.
She don't supposed to hear the feedback.
Gotta be
hold on, hold on. Let me pause this real fast. That's probably what
you get what I'm saying. Like every time I talk, after that, I hear myself talk. Like after I finish saying what
yourself,
I'm saying.
Do you hear yourself talking now?
Like, I got to talk first and then wait.
Gone.
Hello?
Okay, that's what we got the problem. We got
the issue. We're trying to figure out. Now we got
hello? Yeah, I hear myself echoing, too.
You still hear yourself echoing?
Hello? No.
You still hear yourself echoing?
No. Hello? Hello? No.
Okay.
No, I don't hear myself echoing no more. No.
Nah.
Hey,
hear me
wait, I hear echoing now.
Volume, bro.
Yeah, I hear echoing now.
I hear it.
Yes,
you hear it. Because I'm so close. You feel
hello?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying hello to you if I hear myself.
Nah. I don't pause.
Oh, you paused it?
Yeah, so that's not. Turn your phone.
Huh?
Your volume on your
that's not a fact, I can hear it. Maybe we probably too close.
What you mean?
Because, you know, like when you're on the phone with somebody, you get close to them, you can start hearing it.
That's what me and you literally do.
That a good thing.
Hold on, let me see something. If you're doing this and we in two different areas, then it's going to be way easier.
Damn.
Yeah, you did. What's up, sister? How you doing?
How you doing? You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. What's your name, sister? This is brother. You
oh, my name is Maya.
Okay, Maya. Nice to talk to you. I don't know if I've had the pleasure of meeting you. Real great friend of Dwayne's. You know, that's like my brother there. Definitely in Christ, that's my brother, so you know. Are you in front of a computer at the time?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
What you want me to do on my computer?
I want
to
know first.
I ain't in front of it, but it's in the room.
She says she's not in front of it, but it's in the room.
Yeah.
Are you busy or we need to assist?
Oh, no, I'm not busy. You say you need my assistance?
You need your assistance. That's correct.
All right. Hold on. I was, you know, I'm pregnant, so I was sitting here eating. I'm finna throw this in the garbage and go in the room.
Oh, yeah. Take your time, please. Don't, there's no.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, she's A1, dog. So that's what it was. Not like we just talking on the phone. Which is how it's supposed to be. But before, it was just so much. I don't want it to sound like that. That ain't work.
I got to turn my computer on, though. I think it's on.
Yeah, we can both use my phone. We both posting, basically. You know what I'm saying?
What you want me to do?
You play in the back.
Huh?
Well, basically, right now with Dwayne, what do we want her to do?
What?
We want you to go on the website titled Blog Talk Radio. How do you ever listen to that from so far back? Is it saying live now or you just play something back? Oh, you paused it. Okay, good. Hello, sister.
Okay, go to what website?
BlogTalkRadio.com.
I can't hear you, so just spell it.
You say you can't. Oh, you say, spell it. B-L-O-G.
B-L-O-G. A blog. What is it called? Blog what?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. .com?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm on here.
Tell them where to go where they say the show on, the show that's on air.
Go to a prop on there that says show on air. And you should see, you should find us.
It say live on air 58 shows. That's all it say.
Live on air 58 shows?
Yep.
Yes.
Tell them where to hit on where
they
catch one number one.
It's a show called... Test Run Number One by...
You want me to see if I see that?
Yeah, the show is called Test Run Number One. It's by Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya. You should see that there. That way you can find us within the 58 shows.
Hold on. Okay. What is the show called again?
It's called Test Run.
Test Talk.
One.
You say Test Talk or Test Run?
Test Run Number One, and it says something about Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya. It's Hebrew.
Okay. So it say Test Run and then put the number one?
Yeah, that's what it says, yes.
Okay, hold on. That's the Create Talk Show. It's not letting me,
it's already live and on the air. You should be able to just
hit on air.
Go to one of the shows that's on air.
Okay. Okay, well, hit on air. Okay. I see on air now. I hit on air.
Okay.
Hold on. It's going to go to on air. Yes. And then I'm going to have to go through this whole list. All right, well... I don't know, I don't think I can just type it in. I think I'm going to have to go through this list to see, if I see your name.
Just wait one second. We got another computer next to us. We're going to figure it out, please.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to see if I see this list.
Okay, this is
what
you're
going to do. All right. Type in. There's a thing where you can type in something, like a search engine or something?
Yeah.
Where they search Blog Talk?
That's what I was doing the first time, but I thought that said create your talk show, but that's something else.
Go back to that part that you already, was about to do and type in Warriors in Christ. Warriors in Christ. And you should be able to find what we have you to look for.
It says type in Warriors in Christ. Put that toothbrush down. Give me that toothbrush. No, go on home. Go in the room. Okay, what you just said?
Type in Warriors in Christ in the search engine and search.
Warriors in Christ?
Yes.
I have to stop. All right. I'm waiting for it. I said, go on. What are you doing?
What is it, Clay? What kind of stuff?
Huh?
No, I was just, Dwayne is talking to me, telling me what you're going to see in a moment. We're just trying to do a test run, like we said. We're just trying to know what the people calling in, and we call them what they're going to be experiencing when we we officially get this thing on point. So if you can just kind of allow me to understand what's going on that on your screen, that'll help me out a lot.
Okay, I got to do it over. I said, no, you don't need to be looking at that. I said, go in the room, since you still want to look.
The volume thing is crazy, though. Good.
Okay, it's called Blog Talk, right? Hello? It's called blogtalk.com?
Yeah, blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, because that window was, okay, radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Okay, I should be able to find it now. No, don't get no more apples. No. All that apple stuff you got on that flow, no. Okay, I'm finna go back to on air. Fighting words. No, not that. Okay, I'm finna go back to on air, and then I'm gonna go to Warriors in Christ.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, let me see. I searched it. It got a lot of warriors in. No way.
Hit on air now. After you've done this, hit on air and you should see us.
Hit on air?
Yeah, it says on air in blue, one of the prompts in blue there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Test one, words in Christ, first official testament to is out in the name of the Most High doing the recorded blog talk.
I believe so. You're reading kind of fast.
Read that again, please,
Test one, number one.
Post by Ahia Bahashim. Words in Christ, first official. Test one.
Click on that real quick.
Okay.
All right, say your ABCs.
It say, you want me to tell you what it say?
Just talk. And do you get the volume up on your computer?
Yeah, I got a volume. You just start saying something, but I don't know what it just is.
You hear
I hear you talking now. Come put this toothbrush in the back in the bathroom. Come on, put this back in the sink, cause I don't.
An area of the house and that's great.
Now what? Hello.
Studio. So it's like you got a studio here, and then you got somebody in their car with the speakers on quad. Right there. That's what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what the problem was.
That's what she echoing when she hit her
up. Yeah. When you were just speaking, didn't you hear yourself echoing just then?
No, I wasn't echoing.
Okay, you wasn't echoing, but you did. You was.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if I'm when I'm talking, I don't hear myself talking. But when I'm finished talking, I hear myself talking.
Yeah, but you were just on. You own a radio show as we speak, and you just went on the page. Just say a random person came across our page, they would have heard me and you talking. We just had you to go to the page so you can hear yourself talking. You go on a radio show right now. So
live.
You live right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's going on. We're trying to get the kinks out. So definitely appreciate that. You got a Bible with you? Hello?
I have a Bible, but I don't know where it's at right now. I'm like right off here. I think it's up under the essence. Up under my soul. Why would I have to
We were just kind of, like I said, play around with this show. But as a matter of fact.
I got the Bible, but what you want me to do with the Bible?
Okay, well, we were going to get into some scriptures.
On the show?
Of course, that's what our show is about. That's what the show is about. It's about the truth. It's about the Bible. So.
Well, let's do it then. I guess. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, no, you good. I mean, I know we.
I have not really been into this in a long time. Like, but.
That's right.
I ain't saying into it because I'm gonna always believe in God and believe that Christ came and died for my sins. But at the same time, I'm saying like. I ain't been into it like that.
Echoing. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm echoing.
No, just talk to him. I can hear you. Just pay attention.
Okay, well, I got the Bible.
Okay. Well, basically, we don't want to put you on the spot. We want to go through a couple of different scriptures, but we want to actually maybe call some other people. If you want to, hang on the line or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I just go along or something?
Yeah, because like you said, the thing is,
my opinion, ask a question or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to ask you the question.
You're going to ask me a question.
Ask a question.
All right, well, let's do this. Who you finna call, though?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, I got a phone full of phone numbers, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need to make sure you save this link because this is us. This is official.
Save the link.
That's kind of hard for me to say.
You want me to go to favorite?
Yeah, favorite. Just favorite the link, basically. Favorite.
You want me to go to favorite? Okay. I need it.
But for the future, moving forward, if you don't even go on the website and, you know, we call you in or you call into the show during a time that the show is airing, you don't need your computer. You can have your computer, but you can just be on the phone and you can hear and interact and whatever, you know.
And I don't want y'all to say my name.
Say your name.
Oh well, my ain't even my real name anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So we can just come.
No, this is live. I know y'all ain't about to be saying y'all real name. Or is y'all?
Actually, I am.
Don't make me laugh. You talking about actually I am. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though, because it's the truth. So. Actually, I am. It's not that I'm scared. It's just that I don't know.
I told you my name was Yawanathon. That's Jonathan. That's my name.
Your name Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I spoke with you before on the phone.
Yeah, we was in the Bible before. Yeah. But my name in Hebrew is Yawanathon. That's all. It's the same name, but the Hebrew, taking back my Hebrew. You know what I mean?
Yawanathon. You know Judith? You know about Judith in the Bible?
Judith? Yeah, I know about Judith. You
know Judith? What about her?
You tell me about her. Let's talk about her. You get into it.
You is too much. No, I'm saying Judith, that's my middle name. And they say that's my Hebrew name, like.
Yeah, ask her
where
she get Judith from.
I told you that's my middle name.
Where'd you get Judith from?
Where did I get that from? Like, I was doing some research. I know somebody who we can call, too. I was doing some research or whatever because of my uncle. Y'all don't tell me in business, but we on a radio show right now.
Yeah, we on the radio right now.
Like, we live right now. Okay, well, okay, I don't even have to get into that. Well, my uncle, he says that he's a Hebrew Israelite or whatever. And then, like, he was, like, basically telling me to do research and stuff like that or whatever. And when he was telling me to do research, he was telling me about my middle name. Because he thought I had already knew, but like he just was like, I don't know. He was just telling me to do research, whatever, and asked me, do I know Jesus Christ's real name, whatever. And then he was telling me something about something. I can't, like, quite remember it, but he was like, I'm trying to remember what passage it was, but he was telling me about why did they travel over to the east. Huh?
Why don't we just call him instead of speculating?
I am going to call him, but I want to know, like, do you feel as though somebody's messing with time?
Do I feel like somebody what?
Messing with time. Like, not somebody in particular that you know, but like behind all the secrets or whatever, do you feel like somebody messing with the time?
You mean like the time, like 24 hours in a day, 365?
I'm talking about like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then he also told me that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are, we are praising synagogues.
Okay, let's the Most High will answer that question. Let's get the Bible. You got a Bible?
So got the Bible, so the guy did say that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Let's get the Bible and find out.
Okay, I have the Bible, but we're going to call him, right?
We're going to call him, but let's get your question answered first. And if you want your
okay, we in the Bible. Okay, I got the Bible.
Okay, we're going to get the scripture for you in one moment, sister. Oh, yeah, this is nice.
And I'm going to tell you who Judith is.
Listening? Yeah, we're listening. You on
there? No, I'm saying I'm going to tell you who she is. Like, I'm just telling you, like, I'm about to tell you who she is.
Okay, we're waiting on
because
you.
He was, and then he was asked, no, I'm waiting on you, actually. Tell me when you found what the question was in the Bible, in the scripture. I'm just telling you that I was going to look up for Judith. And then I'm also tell you what he was telling me. He was asking me a question, but I didn't understand what question it was. But I'm going to read you the passage out of the Bible and see because you, like, shine some light on what he was saying, because he probably don't even know he was saying himself, but he say he know this stuff. He say he a Hebrew Israelite, and he say if you a Hebrew Israelite, you have to really, like, he say people got to really, like, live that way, like, I don't know.
Well, truth be told, we're gonna get to the bottom of who Judith is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read something.
Oh, we're going to find out who Judith is?
Yeah, because right now Wayne is about to tell you about the time. But right now I'm going to go ahead and speak on Judith.
Yeah, explain to her. She herself don't know about Judith because she don't know about the 1611.
Yeah, you just...
No, but this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Never mind. I don't know. I see it right here. What it was saying about Judith, but I never really said that I knew anything about Judith. But my grandma, her name is Judith, and my middle name is Judith. That's all I'm saying. And I found out that Judith is a Hebrew Israelite person or whatever when I did my research up on it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say a Hebrew Israelite person, but I found out she was a Hebrew Israelite or whatever.
Okay, Maya.
Huh?
Okay, when you did your research, where did you see that information at?
Okay, it's in the Hebrew language of Judah. Judith is the name of one of Esau's wives. Esau was the bad guy.
Where are you reading that information from?
I just Googled it.
Huh? She Googled it. Exactly.
I just Googled it.
Exactly. You need to, Jonathan is now going to read you Judah in the Bible, the 1611. The American blacks and the so-called Christians aren't given the 1611. They're only given the Old and the New Testament. So we have the Bible in the totality. He's going to read it to you.
But I got to read all of it.
Just read the introduction.
I'm going to just read the chapter 1. This is the book of Judith. We're in the 1611 King James Bible here. I'm reading out of the Apocrypha. This is Judah chapter 1, verse 1. In the 12th year of reign of Nebuchadnezzar.
I'm listening. In the 12th year.
Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, who reigned in Nineveh. Who reigned in Nineveh, the great city, in the days of Arphaxad, which reigned over the Medes and Ecbatane, and
so sorry. Everybody just started talking. I really want to know what it means. I hear nothing you saying. I got a lot going on right now. Okay. Now what you just said.
Okay. Let's.
Don't get mad, please. I don't know. I'm on a radio show. You want to hear us on the radio show? We just talk about God.
Hello, Judith.
Yeah, I'm listening. What you said, man?
All right, what you can do is you can pull up on Google on the side. Type in 1611 King James Bible Apocrypha. Type that in, and you can actually be reading along with me about Judith, if you can pull that up in another window.
Okay, you type in the 1611 Bible.
Yeah, type in 1611 King James.
Okay, you type in the 1611 King James. Okay. I did. 1611
King James Bible, and you'll find the Apocrypha. Look for Judith. We can read along. We can read a little bit. We can read the first chapter together. That way you know, of your name and the origin and, you know.
Look for Judith.
Read the rest of it on your own time.
All right. I found it.
Okay,
I'm finna take it. I'm finna turn myself off the radio. I think y'all should give yourself a little more catchier name than that, though. But I don't know. It say in the 20. Is you reading it where it say in the 12th year?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we do want to make sure. Okay, kind of the wording here is a little difficult, but anyway, in the 12th year of the reign.
I can read it. It ain't difficult, not really. But go on ahead. In the 12th year.
Right, that was the D-O. Right, this is the key, you know, the 1611. You're not a 1611, never come out.
In the great few in the days of the
go ahead.
Okay, but you know, like, see, this stuff like this will take a long time for me. So let me tell you why. Because, okay, when it started talking in the 12-year ring over Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know what Nebuchadnezzar is, and I don't know what Apocryphon is. I don't know what none of that stuff is. Because, like, I ain't going to be knowing what I'm reading.
Now,
Maya. Huh?
You can tell you who it is.
Say it again?
We can tell you who it is. That's the whole purpose of what we have in this radio show.
Okay, what is Nebuchadnezzar? That's like a city or something?
That's a person. That's a king.
That was the king of Babylon, who the Most High sent to take down the Israel.
Okay, and the city he reigned in was Nayu, something like that.
Yeah, that's the stronghold, the main city he reigned out of, but he reigned all over.
And what's the Apocrypha in the days of the Apocrypha?
Huh?
The Apocrypha. It say in the days of Apocrypha.
What's that?
Well, if it's not important, it's okay.
That's another king.
That's another king. That is important. That's another king.
That's important, but
it's giving you time and place there, letting you know where they are in time right there.
Matter of fact, this is what you do. Go to the book of Hope. You see where you see that right there in the King James 1611, right? Go to the book of Daniel.
In your Bible there. You have the Bible right next to you, right?
You saying my Bible, though?
Yeah, go in your Bible that's right on your lap or whatever, go into Daniel. Because we're going to come back to the Apocrypha. Just leave that. You go to Daniel what?
Okay. Okay. Daniel. Go to the book of Daniel. Okay, let me find it. You guys know the like the number. You guys' Bible probably be different. What's before it like?
Yeah.
What's before name?
You there yet? Let me know when you're done.
Okay, I'm looking for the book of Daniel. Okay, Daniel, hold on. Okay, and what page I'm going to, though?
Well, now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you who Nebuchadnezzar is. Go to the first, book of Daniel.
Okay.
Read.
In the year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Nebuchadnezzar, that's the same king. Read it. Nebuchadnezzar, king of where? Where did it say the king? What is
that? Hold on, I'm about to take out of the mouth, huh?
Where was the king of?
Jerusalem. I mean Babylon.
Okay. Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. That's what you just were reading about in Apocrypha. Nebuchadnezzar. Only that's the difference between the American given Bible and the Bible that's given to the That's why you don't have a full understanding of the Bible, because the Apocrypha has been taken out. That's why when your uncle was telling you about Judah, he was reading out the Apocrypha.
He wasn't reading out of the...
No, I'm just
he
saying...
He just noted.
This is what I'm saying. In order for
you
him to get the information, it came out... In order for
the
him
Apocrypha.
To have the information, it came out the Apocrypha. He didn't have to read out it at present time, but for him to have the information, that's where it comes from.
Daniel 9 and 22. Okay. I'm here.
Go ahead and read that, please.
He informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I am now."
Go back to chapter 7 and 22, please.
Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. This he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tear it down and break it in pieces.
Keep going.
And the ten horn out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak against the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Hold on. Until the Ancient of Days came, and the judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth. We shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great work against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And things to change times and the laws. So he's talking about the who possess the kingdom.
Where did verse left off at?
I'll stop at verse 25.
Nah, that's for the that's what you understood out of that.
What you understood out of what you just read.
Okay, that's why I read it again. What I understood is that, okay, in verse 22, he was saying that the saints came and they possessed the kingdom or whatever. So when they possessed the kingdom, like to give you a rough draft of what I took from that. Okay, when they possessed the kingdom, they didn't like the Most High or whatever. So the Most High had spoke upon that they was going to speak, that they was going to speak bad things about him and change time and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? Read 25 and take your time and read 25.
Yeah, don't try to speed through it. That's not what we,
because we're going to break it down and give you the understanding.
He shall speak great words against the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And things to change time and laws, and they shall be given into his hand.
Stop. Did you read that? Read that again. Start with 25 and stop. Go ahead.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And things to change time and laws.
Okay.
And they shall be given into his hand.
Stop. You hear what it say? And think to change times and laws? Remember what you said about the times ain't right?
Yes.
Right there in your face. It's right there. But when you speed read, you ain't going to really, you're going to overlook things. But
I just told you that, Jonathan.
You just told me what?
That's what I was telling you.
Oh, so
I was telling you that they possessed him, and I said they possessed him or whatever, and the Most High said that, okay, let's move on. But I said the same thing like that. I was telling you.
Yeah, hold on. Jamara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to read you verse 22.
I'm going to go back to 22. You ready?
I'm going to go back to verse 22?
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm going to read that.
Okay, read that.
Okay, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Stop right there. Jamara, who is the Ancient of Days?
Who is the Ancient of who?
The Ancient of Days.
Basically, who is older than days and time itself? Who's older than the Ancient of Days, meaning older than
the Most High?
Absolutely.
The Most High?
That's correct. Now ask her who is the saints. Yeah, now what's your understanding on who the saints are?
Who the saints? The saints are his worshippers, right?
You said Most High's worshippers?
Yeah.
Followers, are you saying?
I'm saying the followers, the ones who worship him.
Okay, that's a good understanding. Hold that part in the Bible. And please get Psalms. Get Psalms 50 and 5 and hold your place in Daniel, please.
You want me to go to Psalms 50 and 5?
Psalms 50 and 5, yeah, but keep your place in Daniel.
Okay. Sean, you feel like dropping them off to my grandma's house? Later. I'll drop them out.
I'm going to take
them. I said I'm going to drop them out.
When they go to church in the morning?
No, they're going tonight. I'm looking for Psalms. I can't find some.
Psalm is a really big book. It's right after.
Okay. You say Psalms 50 and 55?
Yes, 50 and 55. and 5, 50 and 5, chapter 50, verse 5.
Okay, we going to call my uncle.
We're going to hit him up, yeah. Let's get you on the right page first. We're gonna hit him up.
Okay, 50 and 5.
Jamali.
Yeah.
Listen, he's going to show you some things. You want to know who the saints is, right? Read 50 and 5.
And gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Stop right there. Who made a covenant with the Most High with the Ancient of Days by sacrifice?
Let me see. Can I go back to Days and find out? Because if not, I don't know.
We asked you who the saints were. You said the people that's worshiping the Most High, right?
Yes.
Read that again. Read 50 and 5 again. He say what?
Okay. And then he say, 50 and 5 say, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Who made a covenant with the Most High by sacrifice?
His saints.
So who would his saints be?
Is it the Hebrew Israelites? I don't know.
Thank you.
Right, that's correct.
But why is it the Hebrew Israelites? What did they sacrifice?
Go to Genesis 35 and 9. I'm going to show you why.
Go to Genesis 35 and 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, man. I like that.
Nobody can't study nothing they self. Oh, woman, a man can teach you better than a woman. What is you talking about? And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padanaram and blessed him.
Exactly. Keep going.
And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob, thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of the loins, out of thy loins. In the land which I gave Abram and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land.
Stop right there. See that? Now you're seeing Abraham, Isaac. Abraham made the sacrifice, made the covenant sacrifice with the Most High. So it's the same seed. Read the verse 12 again.
Read verse 12 again?
Yeah.
All right. In the land which I gave Abram and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. I shall move.
See that? Those are the saints. And the seed that produced from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the saints. The Israelites.
Hey, you know what saints mean, sister?
His followers, right?
Saint means sanctify. You heard sanctify before?
No.
Never heard of somebody saying they were sanctified?
Yeah, I heard it before. I thought you asked me something. Yeah, I heard of sanctify before.
Yeah, that's what a saint is. A saint is sanctified. That's what it is. So we're showing you right now who the saints are. We just broke that down.
We're showing you
want to go back.
We're showing you who the actual saints are by the bloodline, not by the Christian doctrine.
Those who sacrificed and made a covenant with the Most High are the saints or the sanctified. And those are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the generations thereof that came through those forefathers, which will be the Hebrew Israelites, as you said.
Okay. I'm about to get out my Bible real quick and draw my kids off real quick. Get your shoes, but I can still stay on the phone, though.
We're going to show you this verse right here. We're going to show you this verse right here.
Go to who? Get your sock in your arm shoes.
Get
this circle
before you exit.
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere.
Wow.
What you said?
Wow.
Before
you leave the house.
What is it?
Amos 3:2, and we need to get a number of your uncle or something.
That's what he said. That's his name.
Amos. That's his name?
Amos. That's okay, because he was in.
Let's get Amos.
That's not his name, but, like, that's who he. Just, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. We'll get to the base of it. Get Amos chapter 3.
Yeah, chapter
3
and start at 1.
Chapter 3 and start at 1, sister.
1 through 2.
And where is that? What comes before Amos?
Amos is going to be right before. Hold on, that ain't gonna happen. Right after Daniel.
Right after Daniel?
After Daniel, not immediately after, but you got Daniel, Hosea, then you got Joel, then you have Amos. Like 2 or 3 books after Daniel is Amos. So not too far after Daniel, you should run into Amos. Ain't no way you can go to live.
Huh? Okay, I see Daniel.
Yeah.
Then after Daniel is Obadiah, Zechariah.
Yeah.
Matthew.
You got it, sir?
Okay,
Amos is going to be shortly thereafter Daniel. If you and Daniel.
Yeah, and I see the book of Daniel, but I don't see Amos. I see Hosea, Joe. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, right after
Joe. I see it.
All right, we're going to get Amos 3, verse 1, please. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that for you because I need you to really listen and hear this with understanding. Tell me when you get it.
I got it.
All right. It says here, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
Excuse me. You said Amos chapter 1?
3, verse 1.
Okay. Okay. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken.
I got it. Let me do it, please.
No, yeah. No, I was telling you I'm ready.
Okay, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. I'm going to read verse 2 again. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Read it again. I'm going to read verse 2 again. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
Read the whole thing again.
I'm going to read the whole thing again. Listen carefully, please. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
No, children of Egypt.
O children of Israel.
American.
O children of Israel. Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Okay, so you know who the saints are.
Yes.
No saints means sanctified.
Yes.
You know that they were chosen they were basically handpicked by the Most High out of all the other nations because he didn't even know the rest of them. So we started this all trying to figure out who changed the times, and then we gave you understanding on Ancient of Days, which is the Most High himself. And that basically gave you further. Israel are, and why they're so important, sister. You are a child of Israel. So, you know,
This is test run number one.
Watch out.
So, you know, hopefully we was able to shed light on any darkness. But that's pretty much the whole order of this show. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing truth to the forefront, talking to people about exalting the name of the Most High, and letting people know what's going on. Because basically, it's almost a wrap. People don't
realize, okay,
and they think they have so much time, and that's very untrue.
So can we call my uncle now? Because I had one that something he had told me to look up, and I still don't understand what he was trying to say. And it had also had something to do with time.
Maya.
Yes?
Maya.
Jamal. Yeah.
Okay, now when we get in with your uncle, understand this is not a debate.
My uncle is a grown man.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm speaking to you. We don't get into no, there's no debate because we've great scripture.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I can't get into the debate by nothing I don't know.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. Call you want us to call him or you going to call him? Because we going to, either way, he's going to be on live.
Yeah, we gonna. I'm going to hit him up from the show, as a matter of fact. You don't even have to call him, sister. All you need to do is give me the number.
And it's 941.
545.
1772.
What's his name?
His name Nathan.
Nathan?
Yes.
Oh, the Israelite name. Okay. He grew up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're calling that brother right now. Might have to let him know, you know, what's good and make sure he's... Yeah, he ain't answer the phone, so. Hey, man, so I'm going to try to call him again. He might think I'm trying to collect cash.
Down
941-565-1772. 941-565-1772.
Yeah, 941, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, remember when we called your phone, did the number come up
213? No, it came up
347. 347, damn, I forgot what it said. Yeah, you probably see the number, and you feel me? You keen on that number. You probably have to hit him up three-way. If you hit him up three-way and then tell him to answer the phone, we want to pull him in on the show because we're trying to get pulling people in and whatnot.
Again, it might
be.
Busy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Yeah, probably busy because he's not answering the phone. I don't know, but I know he gets real deep.
You say that what now?
That's why I'm trying to get. He get real deep, like, because he had, like, because he was. I don't know, but, like, he was in jail for, like, over 25 years or whatever.
Oh,
and that's what they taught him.
Jamal.
Huh?
Why you never tell them about me?
I did. That's what they told him about the Hebrew Israelites or whatever. And then that's when he was like, that's why it was one of his names, like Amos or whatever. And then I told him who got me on, like who got me on that stuff or whatever, like who got me on that or whatever. I told him you was in jail. But I had told him, and then that's when he started like, just like he said, like he started getting deep. But he said he don't think that I can handle that, or I don't know. He said he don't think that like I can handle it. Where he, I don't know. Like, and he'll just tell me some stuff to go look up.
Did he just get out of prison?
Yes, but that was like 3 years ago, though. But he's been living there since he was 14, though.
I'm saying all these 2 years I've been messing with you about the Bible. Why you never brought me to understand him?
Because he did fine. Because I didn't know that he knew stuff like that until when I was talking to Rachel or whatever, and he was telling me about Rachel or whatever. He was like, tell Rachel to tell her child's father or whatever that Nathan, a Hebrew Israelite, is like no or whatever. Like he like made that no. I don't know, like if it was something big or whatever, but like he made that no, like so like, cause basically Rachel, the boy was treating Rachel wrong or whatever, and he was just like trying to help out, and cause he was locked up with him, and he was telling her that like if she let her know who he is, he'll stop. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, now check this out. Remember what I told you about?
But don't tell me what I said.
No. I'm not even knowing that. I'm not even knowing that. Do you remember when I told you you had to flee the country? You remember I told you that?
Say it again. Grandma, I'm about to go. Yelling too much in here.
You're going to have to flee the country?
Yes.
Now, that's what this radio show is all about. From here on out, when you tune in, it's going to be straight edification, correct, and full understanding of the scripture. So whoever you are, want to get some understanding on what's going on, have them to tune in anytime, all the time. Warriors in Christ, just where we at right now, because we got to show y'all what time we in. You don't have to believe it, but one thing about it, it's coming.
Well, he the only person that I know that's been interested in it besides the lady who was telling me that she wanted to have Bible study with me, but...
So you just say I had heard you say a couple of minutes ago that, you know, you do want to come into the understanding. Is that correct?
Yes. I got a lot going on.
You got two brothers right here who are basically, you know, in the understanding. There's a whole family. There's a lot of other people throughout this earth in which, you know, we go to church on the Sabbath. We convocate with other brothers and sisters, and you know, this is where it's at,
yeah,
right here. I mean, what better time than now? Because right now, I mean, it's man, I'm telling you, this thing's almost over, man. It's almost a done daughter. Believe me.
Babylon
the bottom. The Most High calls all the prophets calling it out. Babylon has fallen. It's a wrap, man.
So when you
start to notice things for yourself, you know, gay marriage is being legalized and different things of that nature going on, and when all the kids, man, I guess 13 and 14 and under, know songs that just utterly ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And there's just so many signs, man. If you're seeing straight, you know that this thing is almost a wrap already. So trying to get you in, sister, as well as any and everybody else, Jew or Gentile, who wants to understand it and, you know, praise the higher by Hashem Yeshaya, follow Christ in truth and in spirit. And that's where we at right now, you know what I'm saying? Our lives don't even matter. It's just all about bringing forth this truth. You know, as the scriptures say, the dead in Christ will rise first. So that's where we at.
You got anybody else in mind who we can just call and, besides, I know Elise, but Elise be playing. I mean, your mom, you know who I ran to the other day, remember the guy you told, you gave the number, the dude, my number, he called me, what's the friend girl name, still down, Sierra. Yeah, I done ran to him the other day. Matter of fact, let's hit him up.
Why did you let I'm finna tell my uncle to call me. He couldn't even believe that. He thought that I had just found out that his name, that Jesus, that Christ's real name was Messiah.
Huh? What?
Huh?
Christ's real name is who?
Messiah. The Messiah.
Oh, Messiah. Yeah, he is the Messiah. That's not his real name. But it's another one of his many titles. Yeah, he is the Messiah. Absolutely. That is one of
his
what's titles.
His, I mean, Yahweh is his real name.
Absolutely not. That's incorrect. 100% incorrect.
I mean, Yahweh, what? Well, I forgot.
Tomorrow, Messiah. The Hebrew means the anointed one. In Greek, it's Christ.
So what is his real name? He don't have a real name?
His real name is Yeshaya. He is your Savior.
Yeah, Yeshaya. Yeah, Yeshaya.
Your Savior.
Yeshua. That's what it looks like.
That's Joshua. You're pronouncing it wrong. It's Yeshaya.
Yeshaya.
Oh, yeah, that is Joshua. They got this whole thing blocked off. Well, do I have anybody? Oh, yeah, let's call him.
Go ahead. We're for the show right now. You want to just camp out.
I don't know. I wanted my uncle know. I really wanted my uncle to hear some stories.
I think I can learn some stuff. Man, we need to call that brother who I know too. Matter of fact, I'm pulling this brother that I had met, man.
Call
a brother who he knows the script as well. Oh, this is the brother who I told you he believe he's 7D. But he knows the script is verbatim.
How much time we got?
Got like 35.
Six more people. Let them know this what it is right here. They're gonna get off and keep it moving. We're going to let them know this thing official. Start doing that. Start winding down.
Yeah, just let your phone and get this fine people.
You act like you're going to be on alert waiting for us. That's the way you
act like
you're going to be on alert waiting for us.
Oh.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 954.
Hold on, you guys.
9573 is not available.
I like how you hang up on it. It's not. Don't.
Oh,
please don't
call back.
Please don't call back. Please don't call back. Please don't call back. Please call back. Please don't call back. Please don't call back. Please
don't call back. Please don't call.
Nathan.
He's not there.
Hello?
Yeah, you try to call somebody?
Oh, yeah.
What up? 889-74-01. I'm going to have to put that number out there. So, let them know we called from like 347.
Ellie can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message. Re-record your message. Press 1. Discard your message. Press 2. Mark your message urgent. Press 3. Replay your message. Press 4. Send your message.
Hey,
press
up.
The pound key or hang up.
That ain't me.
Your message has been sent.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Oh, I hung up on your girl. Did I?
Oh my God.
Call me.
That way I can join now.
Hello? Look, I had that muted, huh? That's why. Who is 508? That's the one you just told me to call, ain't it?
What is 508?
You just told me to call 548-1832.
Yeah, that's Monique.
Oh, it's right here. It said call has dropped. Well, it shouldn't be nobody in the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure ain't nobody. So you trying to call who?
Call me. 478.
Yeah, because we go from the 284. Before we found it, we can shake something. Yeah, after we paid, it's like it was already ready. It needed to know nothing. All it needed was that cash. Long, brother.
Okay, no echo on. Okay. Dang, okay.
So wrong. Excited this one.
Which one
that is? That 5 weeks. In excited because you didn't pop up.
We only got one column to it for, though.
No. Yeah, I know. That's the... Let's see that. Oh, there it is. I got that even. You know. Yeah, no. Let's pull in some. We got 30 solid minutes, man.
You want to stay on the line or what?
Yeah.
That ain't gonna work. Okay, so just give me on. Matter of fact, who can I call? I can call my boy Eddie now. He's from Mike. Let me call that boy, man, because I had always talking about the radio show anyway. Just if you come up with somebody to call, that'll work. I mean, that's what I do. Don't forget, we can pull in several people at a time. You know what? I can call somebody from the church, too. Yeah, let me call Brother Frank.
Hey, call Jose.
Oh, yeah. Man, I didn't think to call him. About grinding right now, but you know, be having time to do none of this right now. Watch. Oh yeah, it's number easy. 954-479-4900. Probably on the damn phone.
Hello?
Hey, good long, brother. What's going on? This is Brother Yawanathon and Brother Dwayne. Brother Yawanathon and Brother Dwayne. What's going on, brother?
How you doing, brother? Oh, why keep calling a different number, man? What's going on?
Man, we actually on the radio show, man. You're on Blog Talk Radio. This is Warriors in Christ, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm driving, bro. What's up? Talk to me, brother.
It's all good. We just got a couple questions to ask you. What's your understanding on the children of Israel?
My understanding, children of Israel?
Yeah. What is your understanding, brother?
Well, my understanding, the children of Israel, they're the chosen one of the Master High.
Right. And what led you to believe so?
Because the word of God showed us better understanding who are the children of Israel and why they are children of Israel, because they're the chosen one of the Master High.
Right. Do you have any scriptures that you could think of?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have any scriptures that you could think of speaking on that?
Well,
anything you can remember? Seizure Borgia.
Oh, yeah, Seizure Borgia.
What's that? And what's the favorite scripture you like when Christ said, when he coming back, what he said?
Oh, that's my best one. The day of vengeance is inside my heart. And the year of redemption had coming.
All right, we're going to read the scripture for you because we know you're driving. And Isaiah 63 and... I'm
going to
read Isaiah 63, brother. You can hear me loud and clear over there?
Yeah, I'm driving, buddy. I can hear you.
All right, it says here. Who is that? Oh, sorry. All right, Isaiah 63, verse 1.
sweet kiss that coming from Edom.
Edom, yeah.
Diamond from Boulder.
Uh-huh.
This dad is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore thou red in thine apparel, thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine sack.
Uh-huh.
I have trod at the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. Their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeem is come. And I looked, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own army brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tear down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth.
Yeah.
I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. See that?
Hey, can you read, I think it's 519, can you read that part, the description again, please?
I'm going to read it and break it down while he reads.
Can you read the description again? What did Christ say? Can you read that scripture again, please?
We're on the L. We're Christian, brother.
That's my scripture, man. That's my best one.
What's scripture, brother? Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to 61 right quick, John. 61 and 2. All right, verse 61, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. See that?
Yeah, I know. That's our best one.
Again, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. So Christ coming to bring the sword, and he's been sent by a higher.
That's my best description, man.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Matter of fact, read this takeoff and get these people understanding who is Edom and Bozrah and all that good stuff. 63.
We're gonna read that again.
You're gonna read it again.
Okay, we're gonna go to Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Who is that coming from Edom?
Edom is the descendants of Esau, which is a so-called white man. There's no such thing as white people, because white is, that's the texture that nobody is. It's actually red. They're actually red, because that's what Edom means in Hebrew, red.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah?
Dyed garments, because it's actually something on his garments. He's coming from the land of Bozrah, where the Edomites was a stronghold. The Edomites right now, today, that would be Europe.
Europe now is Edom, is Bozrah, right?
Yeah, Caesar Bozrah's people are Edomites.
Oh, Bozrah. Oh, yeah, Caesar Bozrah.
They're ruling from the throne what they took from King James. They beheaded King James, am I right?
Right, bro.
Okay, so that throne that they're sitting on in England, it wasn't theirs, they took it.
All right. Verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments and Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Mighty to Yeshua. Let's go.
Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garment like him that treadeth in the wine fat?
Why are you red in your clothes like you've been jumping up and down from grapes?
I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I would tread them in mine anger,
and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments.
And their what shall be what?
And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart.
Hey, every time you say that, man, I feel like, man, I have to.
So it says here, the day of vengeance is in my heart. That's in the mind of your sire. Right? That's in the mind of your sire. That's on his mind.
Hey, that's, you know what? I wish, man, when I see Master High, man, I want to say, man, I wish I could talk to him, man. That scripture, man, making me love him more, you know, making me love him and fear him more, you know?
Well, this is what we're all about. The edification on this, you need the next show. It's going to be strictly on, it's going to be Christ of War, the Revenge of the Father. That's what it's going to be strictly about, the warfare Christ bringing to the earth. That's what it's going to be about. Basically, that's what this show all about.
The day of vengeance is inside my heart, you know. But the fool, he doesn't know that. He just live, just live. He doesn't know that. He believe, you know. God is good. God is perfect. God is loving. God doesn't get angry.
Hey, the truth shall make you free, brother.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're gonna go to Exodus, chapter 20, verse 5.
Jose.
Yeah.
We finna show you something right quick.
Man, I wish for was. Hold on. Man, I'm going home now, man. Cause I wanna be in the description, bro.
Oh, you have to catch you on the phone, because right now we're going to close out, but we're going to show you something.
Yeah, but I need to write down that. Hold on. I need to write down, man, bro. I need to be Israelite, not just saying. I need to be Israelite. I need to have that knowledge.
Right here. Jonathan, to read this to you. Exodus 20,
listen to the scriptures, brother. I'm at Exodus 20, verse 5. You ready? Need the ears to be open, brother. You ready? Hello, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of thy fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
That hate the Most High. Read that again. We're going to find out who hate the Most High.
Thou, verse 5. Exodus 20, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
So if you put anything in front of the Most High, you hate him. That's just what it is. You hate him. You hate him. Your TV, radio, money, whatever you're doing, and you put it in front of the Most High, because that's idolatry. That's idolatry.
Mm-hmm. Idolatry, brother.
So let's find out what the Most High say about the people that love him. Let's see how you love the Most High.
Verse 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Read that again.
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
They say, mm-hmm. they say nobody perfect. But how many? He say showing mercy to how many?
Thousands.
One.
Thousands.
Two.
Thousands.
Nobody.
Thousands.
So that means it's plenty of people who could be saved if you do what?
Love of them that love me and keep my commandments. Love the Most High is keeping the commandments, brother and sisters who listen.
It's just that easy. Is it either you hate the Most High or you love the Most High? It ain't no such thing as in between.
There's no, you got to either, Christ says, be either hot or cold.
Yeah.
Hot or cold. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's perfect. We all have been born into a world of sin. But, as the scriptures say, the Most High will show mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments.
Well, this ain't different from Christianity, boy.
It's true, brother. That's what we push.
Boy, look at him. Hey, this is what we've been harping on. We're going to do this to you, for you are a brother. We love you. We're going to murder you right now on the show. Read verse 9, John.
Okay. Exodus 20, verse 9.
Read 8.
Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy.
You hear that, Jose?
Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy.
We love you. Even we have to do some things. I had to do something today, but most part, read that again, John.
It says in verse 8, remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy.
Keep going.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And if thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt
mm-hmm.
not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
So, no, break it down. You want me to break it down?
I got it. Well, okay. It says thou shalt not covet, which means you shouldn't want the next person's possession. You see the position that they're in, and you want that. That's what covet means, if you don't have the full understanding. You know, you see another brother with a wife, and you want what he has, instead of being thankful and counting on the Most High to answer your prayers and give you what you need, not what you want. So that's what the covet means, to want, you know, what somebody else has.
Telling what we're going to do is just showing some. We got 4 minutes left, so what we're going to do is show them some things to show them we have.
Okay, we got to
go ahead and get some good understanding.
We got to get a little bit of more edification before we pray out on the show.
Go to Joel 38.
Going to get Joel 38.
Joel 23.
So 38 and 23 here. One moment. Job 38, verse 23, which I have reserved against the time of trouble.
Okay, read again.
Which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war.
Read 22 and read all the way down 23.
Hast thou entered into the treasures of the smoke, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble? Against the day of battle and war.
See that? The Most High reserved things for war. Yeah. He reserved things for war. They don't tell you that. Read that again, John.
Verse 22. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Which I have reserved against the time of trouble. Against the day of battle and war.
See that? That's how the Most High get down, and that's how this show get down. We're going to show y'all things the church don't show you. Let's see what else we can bring in and find real fast before. Okay. Go back to Isaiah 63. Let's see if he's eating my strength here real fast.
Isaiah 63.
Jump down.
6, 3, 3, 4, 6. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 6. And I will tread down the people in my anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Jose.
Huh?
What's the scrum? What is the scrum? What is their scrum? First of all, he's talking about the elite in the earth, which is led by the Edomite. Christ said when he comes back, he's going to bring down their scrum to the earth. What is he speaking on?
He talk about the satellites they put in the talk about the things that be put in the earth, satellites, stuff like that.
Okay, beautiful. That's true. Now we're gonna hit the scriptures to get the people the understanding where it's at in the scriptures. But you're correct. It's the satellites because the GPS system, everything they use is through the satellite. You correct. Now, that's Obadiah. And bring down their stump to the earth. That's correct.
That's a security for you. No.
Okay. Read it for me.
Obadiah, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. Hold on, is that where you are?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Obadiah. What's that?
Obadiah, verse 1.
Obadiah. But is that all the New Testament?
It's the Old Testament. That's the book of prophets.
Oh, Obadiah.
Yeah, Obadiah.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, okay.
We got it.
Hold on. Obadiah 8:9-6.
Right.
Okay. 8:9-6.
The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest amongst the stars,
see right now?
Let's read that again. Verse 4. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest amongst the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord.
See that? When America, or whoever it was, Russia, whoever it was, when they first landed on that moon, supposedly, what did they say? They said the eagle has landed. What's on the top of the American flag? The eagle. What's the representation of America? That eagle that set its nest among the stars. Who go up into space? Do the poor people go to space?
No.
Who go to space? Who got billions and billions of dollars given to them for space research?
NASA's space program, brother.
Let me ask a question. What are they doing up there?
I don't know.
You want us to tell you what they're doing up there?
I like this guy, man.
they call themselves preparing war. They got a space station up there, but Christ said all this coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read the he say bring down their scrum, you was correct, brother. The satellites is their scrum. But that's
uh-huh.
coming through. Because guess what? The mark of the beast is no good without this satellite.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the mark, you through anyway. You're going to have to deal with the Most High. You need to get the mark. So you need to start listening to Warriors of Christ. to the Most High. That's contained in the prophets
right.
and the first five books of Moses.
And we're going to understand.
Is that it on that, brother?
Yeah.
All right. So we was absolutely able to get some understanding on this truth today. Any questions, brother? Anything you got about 5 more minutes on the show? Any questions you need answered while we on air?
What are they doing up there, right?
What are they doing up there?
I don't know.
You know, we don't even put our mind to know what they're doing because the Most High tells us what they're doing. We already know. We have their, you know, in vanity.
Spending a lot of money to cover them.
Their plans will come to nothing. They're wasting their time.
Go ahead and let them know what this
was.
This is test run number one.
Well, this was test run number one. Brother Yawanathan, Brother Dwayne, Wars in Christ, giving full understanding on the scriptures, making sure we all on one accord, Jews first and then the Gentiles, just following the Most High as servants, doing what's necessary to bring forth the kingdom.
And I can't thank you enough, Brother Jonathan. I can't
likewise, brother. Likewise.
Same with you, Jose. You brothers rebel for me. And I'm gonna be here for you brothers, and that's the reason why we didn't show up. We just try to help as many brothers and sisters as we can. Future references, yeah. You're going to get up Bibles. You're going to have a Bible. So we're going to need you in a King James. No NIV, no Catholic Bible, no. We need you in a King James. So if you don't have none, let us know.
Absolutely. You can call in if you're within reach. Even if not, we make sure you get a Bible, King James Version. And those who can gain access, a King James 1611 Version Bible. As we will be going into the Apocrypha, getting further edification and understanding on certain books, the 14 books that were taken out of the original Bible. So, absolutely. It's not a problem. The truth shall make you free. And that's what it's all about. Spreading the truth, showing the love, and trying to give people a foundation. On what's going on this earth and why this and why that.
Hey. So,
as you all know, I'm going to say this time and time again, probably before and after the show, the work doesn't stop until the casket drops.
That's right.
War is in Christ. Shalom.
Hey, you, Mojo. Hello?
Man, I should have just cut it down.
You have to get it through. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Got you. Yeah.
Every show.
Every show. After Shalom, it's off. It's gone.
Yeah, so that was a good look, man. So we seen how that 2 hours went by.
Yeah.
We ran that. So.
It ain't went fast, so we in it. But I know
when he looked at the scripture, that they didn't have enough time.
Right.
After asking questions on the scriptures, putting people in, calling people.
That was good.
Yeah.
We have a lot of work coming ahead of us. See how she was surprised and so happy. You see, what meant her when she actually heard her cell phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had already thought about it. Being that we're on the web. I don't know why we can make it like that.
Yeah.
We won't let me end the episode. I've been trying to do that for a minute. Okay, it's off now. But anyway, like I was saying,
what's great about this is the fact that it's actually international.
Right.
As long as you got internet access.
Right.
I mean, I can shout out, I can holler at my old boy and them over in Africa. Everybody. And you know what's strange about it? My old boy in Africa, he owned a radio show over there. For real, for real. So this is great. This is another way to reach out to the other half of our family over there, basically in the wilderness.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I forgot to tell you about, man. I was thinking about it because I got so much family over there, bro, with open arms. You know what I'm saying? So trying to get to that area wouldn't be a bad look either, man. That's close by. That's Nigeria. Like I said, man, all my people over there, man, they doing well. You know what I'm saying? So they I got family over there that ain't never even seen me, bro. So they got open arms, man. Most I can provide the way, though.
Oh,
you know, I ain't worried about that, but it's food for thought, man.
Okay.
We up and running.
We come. We just. We got to put.
Oh, yeah, we can do that now.
We say bye to Warriors in Christ.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get some editing going on. I thought that was funny.
You know what? I think you
look at the say on mine. Well, I think how your box is shy, kidding? Like when you just did the editing part right now.
What you went to the beginning?
Nah, I just clicked on where it say higher by Shimmy Shy, I clicked on the L and it took me there. But I'm gonna go to my account. Either my account or setting.
On the holy day.